بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. ایک دفعہ ایک شخص نے حضرت ابو غفاری رضی اللہ عنہ کو گالی دی. Once one person, he abused his father's language, he swore at Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari rahmatullahi, was very very senior sahabi was, and this person swore him. آپ نے فرمایا میرے اور جنت کے درمیان گھاتی حائل ہے. Now look at this reaction. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم said, سباب المسلم فسوق, to swear a Muslim, to abuse a Muslim, it is فسوق. فسق means an flagrant act or immoral act committed in the public. To swear a Muslim is فسوق. Or قتال كفر, and to fight with him, it is an act of كفر. So as far as possible, a person should exercise control over his anger and not react in a vulgar manner. That's the way of the kuffar, not the way of the mu'min. We are people of iman. When someone angers us and annoys us, we must recall, we must think and reflect on our iman, that we have to reply unto Allah Ta'ala. So this person, when he swore Hazrat Abu Dharr Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that between me and Jannah, there is a valley. And there is a very dangerous valley, not full of dangers, between me and Jannah. It's not easy to enter Jannah. اگر میں اس سے پار ہو گیا تو خدا مجھے تیری ان باتوں تو بے خدا مجھے تیری ان باتوں کی کوئی پرواہ نہیں. اسے if I successfully pass over, pass through the valley, I'm able to pass through the valley and reach Jannat, then I got no concern what you say, you can say whatever you want to. اور اگر اللہ نے مجھے اس کے درجے روک لیا تو میں اس سے بھی زیادہ کا مستحق ہوں گا جو تو نے مجھے کہا ہے. And if اللہ تعالیٰ blocks me, اللہ تعالیٰ prevents me from passing through the valley and reaching Jannat, then what you have said to me, I'm worse than that, I deserve more than what you have said unto me. This is an intelligent reaction of a of the mu'min, that if a person, if he say, if you are abusing me, and if Allah Ta'ala, if I am not going to enter Jannat, then what you are saying, I deserve worse than that. And if I will be successful and enter Jannat, then I have no concern for him. So a Muslim's reaction in any controversy or in any dispute pertaining to dunya affairs, worldly affairs, should be sabr. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَنَا زَعِيمٌ بِبَيْتٍ فِي رِبْجِ الْجَنَّةِ لِمَنْ تَرَقَ الْمِرَاءَ وَهُوَ مُحِقٌ. That I am a guarantor, I guarantee a palace for a person where in the middle of Jannat, in the prime site of Jannat, such a person, what he does, he abandons a dispute despite the fact that he is on the haq, he is correct. He is right, his demand, his rights are being abused and usurped. And then a dispute develops and he shuns something pertaining to the dunya. He leaves it, he understands that whatever Allah Ta'ala has set out for me, that will come my way. And no matter what I do, if Allah Ta'ala has decreed that right of mine must be usurped, it will be usurped. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that whoever abandons a dispute, that although he is entitled to it, and he is it is his right to claim it. When one disputes for one's rights, it's not sinful. As long as you are certain that your claim is correct, your claim is right, it is the haq, then you are entitled to claim it. But when you make a claim, then obviously for your right, you defend your right, then there is no reward for that in Jannah. And when you abandon that claim, then the reward is immense, great reward. So this should be a Muslim's attitude. And I said to cultivate humility, tawazu, that is essential for our moral reformation and spiritual progress. And one of the ways of cultivating your tawazu, humility, is to exercise control on one's anger. When somebody annoys you, or somebody insults you, speaks ill about you, hear that he has slandered you, then to exercise control over that anger and not to retaliate, and not to react. Though it's difficult in the beginning, but by repeatedly one practices this, then inshallah ta'ala it will become easy. Then we'll reach such a stage when a person can, even in your presence, insult you also, he will not be concerned. It will not really affect him. One becomes annoyed for a matter of the deen, that is entirely another issue. Because Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Al-Hubbu fillah wal-bughdu fillah. That hub, that is love for the sake for Allah Ta'ala, and bughd, that is anger, hatred, that is all for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. So where Allah Ta'ala's ahkam, His law, is being violated, and if you have the ability, you have the power to speak out, to prevent it, then it is your wajib duty to react there and to stand up for Allah Ta'ala's hukum. But where it pertains to worldly things, things of the dunya, dunya jifa, this dunya, it is jifa, it is carrion. Well, it is carrion. So the mu'min, he should not sully his iman, soil his iman by descending to that level of dogs fighting over carrion. That is not our tariqah. The tariqah, the example which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Sahabas have taught us, is to overlook such issues of the dunya, and then when by repeatedly controlling anger, inshallah ta'ala, we will develop true tawazu, humility. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Man tawaza lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. Whoever adopts, cultivates tawazu, humility for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala will elevate his rank in this dunya and also in the akhirat.